Here's Check on Stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast calls for a sunny day today and temperatures somewhere between 45 and 50. We'll get the full details on our Tri-State Forecast coming your way in just a few minutes. Sharon Hospital leadership and staff have united to reiterate their patients that Sharon Hospital is open and there for you. They released a video. Members of Sharon Hospital's staff, including leadership, physicians, nurses, sonographers, clinical staff members, yesterday released a video to clearly state to patients, "We are open and here for you." Together, Sharon Hospital's team emphasized the hospital was there to serve members of the community in times of need. The video signals the coordinated staff with an effort by the nonprofit hospital to address any misinformation regarding Sharon Hospital's services. The hospital dedicated clinicians and frontline staff members came together to reassure all patients and residents of the region that Sharon Hospital's doors are open and welcoming to all patients, and that the hospital is fully operational and open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Quoting here, "We at Sharon Hospital are proud to provide five-star care to our community," end quote. That from Sharon Hospital President Christina McCullough. Quoting here again, "As we look to the future, we remain committed to serving our community through thoughtfully transforming to meet the needs of the region. We are excited about Sharon Hospital's vibrant future, and we look forward to continuing to work together to meet community inpatient, outpatient, and emergency needs." There is a video that is up on YouTube. We have a video up on the Robinhood Radio Daily Bugle page as well. The flu season has struck early in Connecticut, as 6,000 cases have been reported and one death from the Republican American. Connecticut is facing earlier than usual flu season with a substantial swell in cases, about 6,000 so far, and 102 hospital admissions, according to the public health commissioner. The first full death of the season was reported Monday, a man in his 50s from New London. At this point last year, the state had reported 51 flu cases and 4 hospitalizations. During last winter, before COVID swept through Connecticut and masking became more common, the 2019-20 season, the state recorded 114 flu cases and 43 hospitalizations at this point, according to public health officials. Well, in Connecticut, state-funded bonuses for essential workers is now ready for distribution. More than 155,000 essential workers in the private sector are due to receive state-funded bonuses of $100 to $1,000 for working through the coronavirus pandemic under a newly created payment schedule. State legislators voted a special session on Monday, appropriate an additional $76.6 million to supplement the original $28.5 million appropriation for the Connecticut Premium Pay Program after many more workers were approved than originally estimated. To date, 155,730 workers have been approved to receive payments. This number is expected to increase as 29,900 rejected applicants appeal their denials, according to Sean Scanion, a Democrat from Guilford. He told the House Chairman of the Finance, Revenue, and Bonding Committee. Recently, he said 21,000 rejected applicants were notified that they were eligible after all. The legislature authorized payments of $200 to $1,000 based on income guidelines, but also directed that COVID-19 bonuses be reduced proportionately if the appropriation was insufficient to fully fund all approved applications. Well, New York State is ending home liens, wage garnishments, and medical debt collection. New York Governor Kathy Hochul recently signed legislation that will end the use of home liens and wage garnishments in medical debt collection. The measure amended the civil practice law and rules to prohibit home liens on an individual's primary residence or garnishing wages to collect on medical debt. That takes effect immediately. The new state law comes after the USA Today Network reported how dozens of hospitals in New York imposed a total of over 4,800 liens on homes of their patients with outstanding medical bills in recent years. More than 50,000 New Yorkers have been sued for medical debt over the past 5 years, and nearly half of American adults struggle to afford health care costs, according to statistics provided by the governor's office. Many of the home liens in New York have targeted patients in communities across upstate, spanning the Southern Tier, Hudson Valley, Finger Lakes, and Mohawk Valley. Some of the cities with the highest rates of liens included Poughkeepsie, Binghamton, and Kingston. Communities of color in New York are almost twice as likely to have medical debt than their white counterparts, according to state records. Quoting here, no one should face the threat of losing their home or falling into further debt after seeking medical care, end quote. That according to the governor. Out of Great Barrington, the Watson Fund has set a $40,000 goal. The 86th annual John S. Watson Fund has set that fundraising goal to help make the holiday season a bit more joyous for families in need across South Berkshire. The fund provides food and clothing certificates, which are mailed out in early December to accommodate each family's needs in the time for the holidays. Founded in 1936 by local newsman John S. Watson, the Watson Fund has grown considerably over the years. In 2021, the Watson Fund served a total of 901 people, providing 282 families with food certificates and 411 children with clothing certificates. Donations can be made in person at any Berkshire Bank branch in South County or by mail to the Watson Fund, P.O. Box 284, Great Barrington, 01230, or by using a new secure PayPal link at thewatsonfund.org. Checks should be payable to the Watson Fund. Town meetings coming up this week here in our immediate tri-state area. In Sharon, the Board of Finance meets today at 5:30. In Salisbury on December 1st, the Pope Land Design Committee meets at 10. At 6 p.m., the Conservation Commission. In Cornwall on December 2nd, there'll be a party, a holiday party from 5 till 8 p.m. at the Soul Terrain Gallery. Now coming up December 3rd, the annual Christmas fair takes place from 10 until 3 in Cornwall. In Kent, tomorrow, Region 1 ABC Committee meets at 7 p.m. The HRRA regular meeting is at 10:30 in the morning, and on December 1st, the Board of Selectmen in Kent have their regular meeting. A reminder, the Housatonic Valley Regional High School FFA Holiday Store is open 7 days a week through December 21st from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Remember, last year they closed early because they sold out early. The Noble Horizons Holiday Fair and Festival continues this week with the party on Saturday night at Noble Horizons. More information, noblehorizons.org. The Sharon Fire Department Ambulance Squad invites the community to help light up the town of Green of Sharon by purchasing luminaries in honor of family and friends. You can contact any member of the Sharon Fire Department. They will be displayed on December 3rd, the night of the Sharon tree lighting on the green. The DM Hunt Library in Falls Village hosting a holiday pop-up shop at the library during operating hours through the end of the year, featuring homemade wares by local artisans and makers. A portion of all the proceeds benefit the library. The library is open Tuesday 10 to 5, Thursday 10 to 7, Friday 1 to 5, and Saturday from 10 until 1. On Thursday, December 1st, at 6 p.m. at the DM Hunt Library, they'll host Journey of a Young Filmmaker with Falls Village resident Yona Sada, a film about a student at Bard College. He has produced films showing local farms, community art projects, student fiction works, and local issues such as affordable housing. Midday music and meditation at the Salisbury United Congregational Church is back on Friday, December 2nd from 12 to 12:30 at 30 Main Street in Salisbury. The doors will be open at 11:30. It runs from 12 to 12:30, by the way. They will only take 50% attendance at that event. The Marion Bright 5K Reindeer Run and Walk is scheduled for Saturday at 15 Academy Street at 9 a.m. As a matter of fact, the Marion Bright Holiday Weekend takes place in Salisbury all weekend long, and you can make wreaths on December 3rd either at 11:30 or 1 p.m. in downtown Salisbury, and there's so many other things that go on. You can check the Mary and Bright in Salisbury website for more details. Of course, the Salisbury Winter Sports Association has their ski and skate sale December 3rd at the Lakeville Hose Company from 8 to 11. Now, residents, you can drop off your equipment that you want to sell on Friday. Friday is the only day you can drop it off. In between 4 and 7 p.m., no equipment will be accepted on Saturday. By the way, the Lakeville Host Company will offer coffee, donuts, and breakfast sandwiches for sale. The annual Christmas fair at the United Church of Christ, 8 Bolton Hill Road in Cornwall, will happen December 3rd from 10 until 3. The Sharon United Methodist Church annual Christmas fair is Saturday from 10 until 4. Holiday card and tea making workshop on Saturday, December 3rd from 10 till noon at the D.M. Hunt Library. Santa is coming to the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon on Saturday, December 3rd, inside the American Legion from 1 until 3:30. Holiday crafts, you can mail your letter to the North Pole, and don't forget to vote for your favorite cookie in their holiday cookie contest. The Sharon Green Tree Lighting and Carols on the Green happens December 3rd from 4 to 5:30. That's also when the luminaries will be lit around the green as well. Dover Recreation has their annual Holiday Fest and Tree Lighting Saturday, December 3rd. The event starts at 5, tree lighting at 5:15. It takes place at the Boyce Pavilion in Wingdale. In Falls Village, the 12 Moons Coffee House has a show going on at 6:30 on Saturday, December 3rd. Then they'll have the open mic at 8 o'clock. Chris Brown will be the performer. A Broadway cabaret fundraiser live in Sheffield at Dewey Hall on Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 2 p.m. Dover VFW Post Auxiliary Breakfast will be held Sunday from 7:30 to 11. Support the work by the VFW Auxiliary by having breakfast with them on December 4th from 7:30 to 11. Now, Cub Scout Pack number 12 is holding a free pancake breakfast with the Santa in attendance on December 4th at 8:30 in the morning to 11:30 at the Pilgrim House in North Canaan. To attend, just bring an unwrapped toy for an age child 5 to 11 or a bag of food for the food pantry. The Amenia Fire Company Parade of Lights will be happening on Sunday, December 4th from 2 to 5 with activities throughout that whole period. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. Also by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 33,877.00, the S&P 500 at 3978.75, and the NASDAQ at 11,667.00. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.